let me begin with just a simple question. When you traveled to Taiwan with your wife last holiday season, just after Christmas, what was the purpose of that trip?
The primary purpose of the trip was to meet with TSMC and to the Chamber of Commerce in Taiwan to talk about the business opportunities in New York State. And with the Chamber, we talked about really a wide variety of issues. And in particular, we talked about the EB-5 program, which was recently awarded in the northeast portion of New York State.
Let me ask, in terms of those specific talks, how much time on this four-day trip was actually spent in some kind of, you know, business meeting or encounter with officials?
I would say virtually, minimally 8 hours a day and frequently more.
And one of those conversations had to do, am I correct from the statements that you've released, with the idea of perhaps a Taiwanese manufacturing plant being relocated to upstate New York or built in upstate New York?
Specifically, actually, to the Marcy parcel, which is located in Oneida County. And we had previously written on behalf to the federal government at the request of Mr. Hanna and potentially Mrs. Burkle, but I'm not sure about that, but I know Mr. Hanna, to see if the EPA would move that site's availability along, and that was part of our conversations with TSMC.
This trip was organized after extensive talks between yourself and a lobbying organization, Park Strategies. ProPublica's reporting has found this lengthy exchange of emails and phone calls between members of your staff and yourself with that organization. And it appears that that's a clear violation of ethics rules, that having a lobbying group facilitate helping to plan this kind of a trip, it's not allowed since the Abramoff scandal reforms were pushed through. So why did that happen? Why did you take part in those talks and then take part in this trip?
Well, first of all, Brian, I was not very heavily involved in the conversations or discussions relative to the trip. This was something which was initially initiated by a visit by the Taiwanese embassy, and I'm using that term loosely because technically they don't have an embassy in the United States, early in 2011, where they invited me to come over. The conversation then grew as there was some interest in this TSMC project.
According to their reporting, this began with this Park Strategies reaching out to your office, and the two lobbyists had a meeting amongst themselves where they came up with the idea for this trip. They reached out to your office. Do you dispute that account? Was it an idea proposed by the lobbying group, or was it originated somewhere else?
Well, I believe you're correct that the first impetus for this specific trip came from them, and they approached Mr. Hanna and Mr. Reed as well as myself to do this. We believed and continue to believe that we were abiding by all of the rules. Obviously, this is, I think, a bit of a gray area. As a result of this gray area situation, we've decided to, in really an abundance of caution and with great being very conservative, decided to pay the Taiwanese Cultural University back for the cost of the trip.
You describe it as a gray zone, but let me read from the rule that ProPublica cites here. They say, member and staff participation in officially connected travel that is in any way planned, organized, requested, or arranged by a lobbyist is prohibited. So why is this in a gray zone?
Well, part of the gray zone comes from the fact that this is an educational institution, and if you read the regulations, you'll see that that's an exemption. That exemption is further qualified in the regulations. And clearly, as I believe the article quotes Park Strategies as saying that they were relying on that section of the regulations. If we misinterpreted that, it was unintentional.
The interpretation that's given here is that the educational institution to qualify for that exemption has to be an American institution.
Right, and that is in a footnote in the regulation. When you look at the form itself, there's no request for that information on the form.
Congressman, setting aside for a moment the specifics of the ethics rules in the House, why is it a good idea for you and your wife to travel to Taiwan for a 4-day expensive trip paid for by a Taiwanese organization? I mean, if you have business in Taiwan that you think is worth doing for your district and for taxpayers here and for citizens here, why should that be paid for? Why is it appropriate for them to pay $22,000, on your behalf?
Well, I mean, this was a situation where this entity decided that it was a good idea to bring us over. It's beneficial to Taiwan, obviously, to have members of Congress visit. It's beneficial for the United States. Taiwan is one of our largest trading partners. We had the opportunity to go to one of their large ports, which actually has preclearance into the United States, where we have U.S. Customs officials on the ground in a place called Kaohsiung. There's a lot of mutual trade activity going on. There's a lot of mutual, cultural as well as business activities. They are really a very important democracy in that region of the world, given their relationship with China or lack thereof. So I think there's a lot of reasons why it's helpful for members of Congress and the administration to travel to that country.
Yeah, but that's not really the point. I mean, the point is that it's being paid for by an organization in Taiwan. I mean, if a member of the United States Congress wants to go do that good work that you're describing, why not pay for it through your office or some other way?
As the rules clearly indicate, this is a fairly standard way in which these kinds of trips are conducted and paid for.
Do you think it was appropriate that your wife was along on this trip?
I think it was. Clearly, I think it's an opportunity when you're serving as a member of Congress to have your spouse along to visit with these officials, to get to know the background of the work that you're doing. I think that's very important. I mean, I discuss things with my spouse. I think it's important for her to have background in those conversations, and she can often add a lot of value to it.
These new rules...
And by the way, Brian, Epic specifically approved it.
Yeah.
I think it's important for you to consider that this was all disclosed to ethics, and they approved it.
The one part that wasn't disclosed, though, and I've looked at the forms that your office sent to me, it's never disclosed in your filings that there was a lobbying organization involved in facilitating the entire process. Why wasn't that disclosed?
Well, because there was no place on the form to disclose it. There was not a question asked of us by ethics.
Well,
that may be, in our view, a problem in the way in which those forms are crafted, and they should clearly be modified to ask that question in the future.
I
can tell you from my perspective, I would never engage in that kind of activity again without disclosing that to ethics.
Let me ask you a final question. I mean, you know that these rules were passed in the wake of the Jack Abramoff scandal. And so in the lead up to this trip, your office is having extensive conversations with this lobbying firm. You are having this one phone call in December with Alphonse D'Amato, the former senator who leads this lobbying organization now. And all of this is preparing for this very expensive trip. I mean, not to make it sound salacious, but I mean, this was a 4-day trip that cost $22,000. Was there ever a point along, this journey where, setting aside what was filled out on the form or what questions the ethics committee asked you, where you thought, this just doesn't feel right?
You know, first of all, in the conversation I had with Senator D'Amato, we discussed a number of issues. You know, the senator goes back a number of years. He was a good friend of my former partner, Ron Stafford. And I've met him a number of times. In that, we went to the same high school on Long Island. So we discussed a number of topics. And, you know, truthfully, I did not focus on the cost of the trip. They indicated that they were going to be paying for it. I didn't know whether I was staying in a five-star hotel or a two-star hotel. I didn't consider that as I was making my decision.
So you've said that you're going to repay this money now. As you meet with people, you know, obviously we're in the middle of a very closely contested election campaign. As you meet with voters now out on the trail, and I'm sure you'll get asked about this, what are you going to say to voters about this experience?
Well, I'm going to tell them exactly what I've told you today, that, you know, we believed and still believe that we acted in good faith. And if, in fact, there was an error made, we're going to short circuit that, and we're going to pay the money back so that we get ourselves back to, if you will, ground zero. And we're going to make sure that in the future, or we're certainly going to have a discussion with ethics about making sure that they add an extra block on the form.